Morning Watch. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing week 8. Reigning in life, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 16, 1, 3 through 4 and 20. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a deaconess of the church which is in Cenchrea. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Romans 12:1. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. Philippians 2:17. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, and I rejoice together with you all. Philippians 4:18. But I have received in full all things and abound. I have been filled, receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you, a sweet-smelling savor, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Related reading. Romans 16 gives us an excellent pattern of the apostle in bringing all the saints into the blending life of the entire body of Christ. It is in such a life that we can truly reign in life. We must follow in the footsteps of the apostle. He brought us into the blending life of the entire body of Christ by recommendations and greetings, in order that the God of peace may crush Satan under our feet and we may enjoy the rich grace of Christ. In Romans 16, the Apostle Paul greeted the saints one by one, mentioning at least 27 names. Moreover, he greeted the saints generally. This shows that he had a considerable amount of knowledge, understanding, and care with regard to every one of them. Such recommendations and greetings show both the mutual concern among the saints and the mutual fellowship among the churches. It is by the church's fellowship in the body that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet, and we will be able to enjoy the rich grace of Christ. Paul initiated the fellowship of concern. He was concerned for the saints, the Lord's servants, and for the churches. He was a brother who was altogether immersed in the fellowship of concern. All the particular greetings recorded in Romans 16 are an evidence of his far-reaching concern. I like this chapter because it reveals that included in this fellowship of concern are the churches. This fellowship of concern was among the saints within the churches and between the churches. In 16:1, Paul says, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a deaconess of the church which is in Cenchrea. Phoebe was a deaconess, that is, a serving one. Paul held her in such high esteem that in the following verse, he said that she herself has also been the patroness of many, of myself as well. The term patroness in Greek is a word of dignity denoting one who helps, sustains, and supplies. Paul's use of this word with reference to Phoebe discloses how much she was appreciated and regarded. Phoebe was a sister who served others at any price and at any cost. If we mean business with the Lord in the church life, we also need to serve the church and care for it regardless of the cost. If we lack the heart to care for the church, we are unworthy of the practice of the church life. The first requirement for the practice of the church life is that we serve the church. Like Phoebe, we all must be the serving ones in the church life. Second, Paul indicates that we need to risk our necks for the church. Speaking of Priscilla and Aquila, Paul says in 16:4 that they risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. We need to risk our lives for the church life. Priscilla and Aquila did not count their own lives as dear to them. They were willing to care for the churches at the cost of their own lives. Therefore, all the churches of the nations of the Gentile world were grateful to them. Do not think that Paul spoke about Priscilla and Aquila in a light way. He wrote with a definite purpose, indicating that if we truly love the Lord's church, we need to risk our lives for it. We must be willing to pay this cost not only for one church, but also for the churches. Some dear saints only care for the church in their locality. This is absolutely wrong. Priscilla and Aquila were for all the churches. Although it is right to be located by the Lord in a specific place, our hearts should be wide and broad enough to embrace all the churches.